From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo asked Japan to support call for Gaza ceasefire. Indonesia and Japan agree on removing more trade barriers. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Saturday asked Japan to support calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The president met with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the latter's office in Tokyo on Saturday. The two leaders discussed a range of topics, including the Palestine issue, according to a press release issued by the Press, Media, and Information Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo reiterated Indonesia's unwavering pursuit of permanent ceasefire in Gaza, sustainable humanitarian aid, and a swift two-state peace process. He sought Japan's support for the endeavor. Earlier, the United Nations Security Council failed to adopt a resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza due to a veto cast by the United States. The United States Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations said that an immediate ceasefire in Gaza would only plant the seeds for the next war. Indonesia and Japan have agreed on the removal of more trade barriers, Indonesia's Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said in a statement on Saturday after the two countries concluded negotiations on protocols to improve their bilateral economic agreements. Japan will allow greater access for Indonesian products, including by removing tariffs on processed fishery items, and the two countries will improve relations in the banking sector. She added both sides are looking for the amended Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement to be implemented by the first quarter of 2024, though it still needs to be formally signed and ratified by their respective parliaments after legal checks. Retno Marsudi's statement came after Indonesian President Joko Widodo held a bilateral meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on the sidelines of a Tokyo summit marking 50 years of ties between Japan and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. The Human Resources Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics gave awards to 6 groups implementing the 2023 Digital Leadership Academy Training Action on Saturday in Jakarta. Head of the Education and Training Center, Baso Saleh, on Saturday said this activity is one of the efforts made by the government to accelerate digital transformation in Indonesia.
Ini adalah salah satu bentuk komitmen bersama bahwa Bapak Ibu sekalian menunjukkan bahwa
this is a form of joint commitment, showing that Digital Leadership Academy has an important meaning in building commitment, especially in accelerating digital transformation in Indonesia. Digital Leadership Academy 2023 is a human resource development training program from the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, which is specifically for leadership levels in the public sector or ministry, non-ministerial government institution, regional government and universities, and the private sector. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared on Saturday, December the 16th, to hint that new negotiations were underway to recover hostages held by Hamas after his chief of Mossad intelligence met the Prime Minister of Qatar, a country mediating in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In a televised press conference a day after Israeli forces mistakenly killed 3 of more than 100 hostages held by Hamas, Netanyahu called the Gaza conflict an existential war that must be fought until victory despite pressure and cost, and said the territory would be demilitarized and under Israeli security control. Israel bombarded targets across Gaza on Saturday, but two Egyptian security forces said Israeli officials now appeared more willing to work towards a ceasefire and an exchange of Palestinian prisoners for Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Tens of thousands of supporters of Bangladesh's main opposition party took to the streets of the capital on Saturday, defying fears of being arrested ahead of the country's national election early next year. The Bangladesh National Party, BNP, whose top leadership is either jailed or in exile, has demanded that Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina step down and make way for a neutral government to oversee the January 7 poll, which the opposition party has boycotted. BNP said nearly 10,000 people have been arrested since the election was announced on November the 15th. Police say they have arrested only those responsible for violence. Right groups have accused the government of targeting opposition leaders and supporters. The government denies the accusation, but it is under pressure from Western countries to hold free, fair, and participatory elections. Ethnic minority fighters battling Myanmar's junta said on Saturday they seized a trading hub in Xian State days after China said it had mediated a temporary ceasefire. Clashes have raged across Myanmar's northern Xian state since the Arakan Army, the Myanmar National Democratic Alliance Army, and the Ta'ang National Liberation Army launched a joint offensive in late October. The three allied groups say they have captured military positions and border hubs vital for trade with China, posing what analysts say is the biggest military challenge to the junta since it seized power in 2021. Last item. Japan and Malaysia signed a security assistance deal on Saturday, including a grant of 100 million yen or $2.8 million to boost Malaysia's maritime security as Asian nations seek to counter an increasingly assertive China. Japan will provide equipment such as rescue boats and supplies under the official security assistance deal signed by the two countries' foreign ministers on the sidelines of a Tokyo summit marking 50 years of ties between Japan and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on KRI Dr. Rajiman ready to build field hospital near Gaza. Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy, Admiral Muhammad Ali, said the Indonesian Hospital Auxiliary Ship KRI Dr. Rajiman Widyodiningrat 992 is able to serve as a field hospital in an area near Gaza if requested by the Indonesian government and permitted by local authorities. KRI Dr. Rajiman is ready to depart for the waters near Gaza as soon as the Egyptian government issues a permit or clearance for the humanitarian mission. In his statement in Jakarta Monday, Admiral Muhammad Ali said, despite the permits not yet being issued, He ensured that the hospital ship, its crew, and medical personnel attached to the ship were ready anytime to sail to Egyptian waters, which directly border Gaza, Palestine. The idea of building a field hospital in the border area between Egypt and Gaza was first expressed by Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto at Atang Senjaya Air Base Bogor, West Java, at the beginning of this month. Minister Prabowo emphasized that the Indonesian government is committed to increasing aid for the Palestinian people in Gaza, victims of the current conflict, some of whom are displaced in Egypt. However, for the plan to send a hospital ship to Egyptian waters near Gaza, he said local authorities in Egypt had yet to issue the permits. KRI Dr. Rajiman Wedyodiningrat 992, since the end of last month, has been docked at the Military Seaborne Command Headquarters, Jakarta. The ship is not only ready to carry out humanitarian missions in health sector in the waters near Gaza, but carries 80 trucks of aid like dried food and daily necessities. KRI Dr. Rajiman Wedyodiningrat 992 Commander, Marine Colonel Bayu Dwi Wicaksono, ensured that the ship was ready to sail across the ocean to safe waters near Gaza to help care for and provide health services to Palestinian war victims. If the Egyptian government later allows Indonesia to send KRI Dr. Rajiman as an auxiliary hospital ship to safe waters near Gaza, this voyage will be the first mission of KRI Dr. Rajiman cross the ocean and left Indonesian waters. That was this week's Spotlight. I start today in history with December 17, 1903, the first engine-powered flight by the Wright brothers. Wilbur Wright and Orville Wright are known as the Wright brothers from the United States who had extraordinary technical and design abilities. One of the Wright brothers' important roles in the world of aviation was flying a plane for the first time on December 17, 1903 at Kill Devil Hill near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The Wright brothers made two flights that day. Orville Wright's first flight lasted 12 seconds and reached a distance of 120 feet or about 40 meters. The final flight carried out by Wilbur lasted 59 seconds and reached a height of 852 feet or about 25 meters. Turning to December 17, 1942, Su Hok Gi's birthday. Su Hok Gi is an activist of Chinese-Indonesian descent who criticized the government of President Soekarno and Suharto. He was a student at the Faculty of Letters, University of Indonesia, Department of History from 1960 to 1969. His diary was published in 1983 with the title Notes of a Demonstrator, which contains his opinions and experiences regarding democratic actions. His university thesis was also published, titled Under the Red Lantern. Su Hok Gi's diary became the inspiration for the film entitled Gi, which was directed by Riri Reza. He was also the subject of a book published in 1997, written by Dr. John Maxwell, entitled Su Hok Gi, Diary of a Young Indonesian Intellectual. I'll end today's history with December 17, 2011. Kim Jong-il dies. Kim Jong-il has served as Supreme Leader of North Korea since 1994. He succeeded his father Kim Il-sung, who had led North Korea since 1948. Kim Jong-il took over leadership of North Korea after his father's death in 1994 and immediately ruled the communist country. On December 17, 2011, Kim Jong-il died of a heart attack while traveling by train in his country. The leader of North Korea then was replaced by the youngest of his three sons, Kim Jong-un. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Mr. ISN Murthy in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English through frequency 4750 kHz with SINPO 44344. Hello, sir. Thank you for monitoring our broadcast. I'll send you our QSL card as soon as possible. Please wait for it. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
We're falling even deeper. It's getting steeper. Our days be bright again. Believe it, we'll be stronger. Together greater. I'm ready to trust again.
I'm too afraid to feel alive. Decorated pretty lights. I'm ready, love, and what I need. Cause I need a real thing. Shout me with gold so everybody can see. Something I still love, my answer, my delicacies. We could bring the world together over the seas. We abide for the peace from the west to the east, yeah.
We're falling even deeper, it's getting steeper. Dark days be bright again. Believe it, we'll be stronger. Together greater. I'm ready to trust again. I'm ready to trust again. Believe it, we'll be stronger. Together greater. We'll never
won't fall out. I'm not worried, Matthew Wada, and there's no doubt. We will be in the bliss, I know we got this. This will feel like a breeze, you know we got this. Di ako aalis, hangga mo parang arnis. Kumapit ka sa akin, please, you know I got this.
May kunti lies and doubt. One day siya tayang mitugtukan ka. Kamunugtuk riyang raw. Di ko'y nang para sa nang siyang siyat ka. Sulong tong lima kwa pa lang mangko. Ni kusing di siyang derihan lu. Po kwam siya iklang ni Tony. Tahong tinja din lang masamaki.
We're falling even deeper. It's getting steeper. Dark days be bright again. Trust again. I'm ready to trust again. Believing we'll be stronger, together greater. We'll never fall again. Beginning of the end. I'm ready to trust again. Through the ups and downs, will you help me from the ground?
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia and Iran strengthen collaborative relations in sport and youth affairs. Iran plans to collaborate in the fields of sports and youth affairs with Indonesia. Following this plan, Iranian Ambassador to Indonesia Mohammad Burur Jerdi visited the Ministry of Youth and Sports. In a meeting with Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Dito Aryo Tejo, at the Ministry of Youth and Sports office on Wednesday in Jakarta, the Iranian Ambassador expressed his desire to strengthen cooperative relations between the two countries in the field of sports and youth affairs. Minister Dito Aryo Tejo said Indonesia was ready and very open to collaborating with Iran in the fields of sports and youth affairs. Ambassador Mohammad Burur Jerdi also said that Iran recognized the rapid progress of sport in Indonesia. For this reason, he hopes that this cooperation plan can be realized because it is important in bilateral relations between the two countries. According to him, Indonesian people have a high love and enthusiasm for sports and youth affairs. According to him, Indonesian people really like football. Ambassador Mohammad Burur Jerdi also admired the progress of the world of sports in Indonesia. Apart from achievements in the international world, it is also marked by the fact that sports facilities in Indonesia, which are very modern and adequate. Apart from sports, the achievement of Indonesian youth on the international stage have shown much progress and are impressive. Responding to this, Minister Dito Aryo Tejo said that complete sports facilities in Indonesia have existed for a long time, but the big progress of sports facilities in Indonesia began when Indonesia was appointed to host the 2018 Jakarta Palembang Asian Games. Apart from that, according to Minister Dito Aryo Tejo, equalization of Indonesia's sports infrastructure has also started since the reform era. Furthermore, in 2004, 22 stadiums in Indonesia will be renovated to FIFA standards. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to a letter from Isao Yamanaka in Japan. Hello, sir. Thank you for your reception report. Mr. Isao Yamanaka was listening to English programs through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 35443. According to his report, it was fair signal with no interference. I am glad because you can hear our broadcast clearly. As appreciation, I will send our QSL card as soon as possible. Just please wait for it. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Lihat surya pagi menyapa, jagat raya alam semesta berseri warna, katulistiwa senantiasa karunia. Ingat kisah syair pusaka, ikrar yang menyatukan kita. Seiring masa melintas hening cakrawala, membawa pesona citra Indonesia, warisan budaya negeri yang tercinta, anugerah rimba dan samudra. Tari dan irama tenunan jelita, kasih dan rasa hati kita. Di Nusantara syair pusaka, ikrar yang menyatukan kita. Seiring masa melintas hening cakrawala, membawa pesona citra Indonesia, warisan
jelita, kasih dan rasa
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you for joining the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Sego Godok from Central Java. In Yogyakarta and Central Java area, there is a unique menu called Sego Godok, which is usually sold by traders of popular Javanese-style fried rice, or better known as nasi goreng kampung, as an alternative menu. Sego Godok is actually one of the legendary culinary delights in Yogyakarta. The name Sego Godok comes from the Javanese word sego, which means rice, and godok, which means boiled or cooked. Sego Godok is simply boiled or cooked rice, but added with various ingredients. It was originally a culinary dish from nearby Yogyakarta Sultanate and is believed a cure for colds. The characteristic of Sego Godok lies in the way it is cooked, which is still traditional, using charcoal. Usually, Sego Godok traders would provide two types of serving, namely standard bowls for customers who want to buy regular portion sizes and for buyers who prefer jumbo bowls, which usually contains extra side dishes such as chicken parts. Apart from that, usually Godok rice or Sego Godok sellers do not provide cold drinks, but only hot drinks like tea or coffee with added rock sugar. To make Sego Godok, the ingredients needed are steamed with white rice or leftover rice from last night, so that the resulting dish is not too soft. It is cooked in chicken broth with soy sauce added until brownish in color. Apart from that, noodles, vegetables, shredded chicken, and eggs are added, which are cooked simultaneously. Some say they are not interested when they first see its appearance, but you will have a different opinion once you taste it. For those of you who like spicy food, you can ask for additional chili according to your taste. Sego Godok is rich in nutrition because the content is very complete. There are carbohydrates, minerals, protein, and vitamins. For those of you who are in Yogyakarta, if you feel unwell, you are advised to try this Sego Godok. It is said after eating hot Sego Godok, you'll feel better. Usually, Sego Godok sellers start selling around 7 p.m., so it is suitable for those of you who are looking for culinary delights for dinner. For just 13,000 rupiahs or less than $1, you can enjoy a full portion of this legendary Sego Godok. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I will greet Muhammad Akil Bashir, Asyik Iqbal Tokon, Kalab Abbas, Paul Jame, and also Masahiro Kobayashi. Thank you so much for being our regular listeners. So keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Well, listener, wherever you are, before I sign out listener's mailbag, I will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
understand of madness that you are being unfaithful. Then when I got, I found it and that it was true. But I began to ask you why you are being so different, and you replied by saying that nothing has changed. I already know what had you did behind my back. All this time you still have cheek to smile at me. You need to know I'll be waiting. You said to me, you must be cheating on me. It's now, it's over for me. Don't ever come back to me, 'cause I've been liked by you. It's hurting me. You've betrayed me. It's now, it's over for me. Don't ever come back to me. I thought that's enough. It's enough without you.
Coming up next, we have two programs in a row called Miscellany and Music Corner. Enjoy!
Miscellany today is featuring two Indonesia universities enter top 10 UniRank Instagram University Ranking 2023. One of the international ranking agencies, UniRank, ranked the most popular university on Instagram in 2023. In the Instagram University Ranking 2023, UniRank involved 200 best higher education institutions on Instagram. It aims to provide a non-academic league table for all universities in the world based on the popularity or number of followers of the main Instagram account. From the result, the top 10 most popular universities on Instagram include 2 from Indonesia. There are several selection criteria for UniRank, namely being chartered, being licensed or accredited by the appropriate higher education organization in each country. offering at least a 3-year bachelor's degree or a postgraduate master's or doctoral degree. Lastly, provide lectures primarily in traditional non-distance education formats. Reporting from the official 4ICU.org page, Harvard University occupies the highest position with a number of followers on Instagram more than 2 million. Second place is the University of Oxford, followed by the University of Cambridge and Stanford University. In fifth position, Gajah Mada University from Indonesia with over 1 million followers, and sixth position, University of Indonesia, also from Indonesia with more than 840,000 Instagram followers. Under the University of Indonesia, there are the Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México, Yale University, Universidad de Estácio de Sá, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. That was Miscellany Today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Have to face it with ability. We don't need to ask for something more. Just do what we can, what we have before. We are the people, we are the world. Write down the future and make a change. We are the people, we are the world. Right off the picture and make it dance. We don't have to wait for someone else. We just have to do it our best. Ooh. And we don't need to be perfectly right. Just spread them wide in their size. We are the people. Write down the future and make a change. We are the people, we are the world. Write out the picture and make it dance.
Music Corner today, I will discuss a song by Stefan Pasaribu. Stefan Pasaribu is an Indonesian musician born in Padang, Sidempuan, West Sumatra of Batak descent, 1 May of 1995. On 13 December 2023, he released his first album entitled Harapan or Hope. This album contains 9 songs with the song Ku Tak Mampu Lagi as the hit single. The song, which means I can't take it anymore, has the theme of an unhealthy relationship, in which someone can no longer survive the relationship and has given up on their partner. According to Stevan, this song is the opening on this album, because the story of this song is the most painful love experience he has ever gone through. Besides, according to him, if the pain felt comes from the heart, the feeling will definitely reach the listener's heart. Listeners, here is Stefan Pasaribu with Ku Tak Mampu Lagi.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue while I see a zoo. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you miss it all. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it all. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, cross legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Different it is.
Listener, thank you for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fanpage The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, X or Twitter at @VOI Indonesia, and also our TikTok at @VOI_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.